Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What else can you say on a morning like this?
I know. We've been mentioning it just a little bit, but we do want to make sure that our dogs and cats are warm and they're inside,
yes,
because this is no weather for any man nor beast to be out in.
Right. Very unusual, and probably some of us found ourselves to be not prepared for it, and this is just the beginning. We need to remind ourselves that this is just the beginning, and I've been kind of reading and watching what's best to do when you do have animals that have to be out and you can't bring them in. A very good insulator is straw. And, you know, people say, well, they have a doghouse and they have a blanket. Well, the blanket actually will absorb the moisture in the air, which causes it to be colder. So if you can get a nice bale of straw and put it in that doghouse, it's much easier for them to stay warm than if you just put the blanket in. So I kind of wanted to remind people that you can buy straw. Coffeeville Feed always has a nice selection, you know, big bunch of straw. And the animal shelter, we had some extra that was donated to us, and of course it went really quickly. But there are ways to find straw if you live in town. I'm thinking, well, how am I supposed to get straw? But it is available and very, very good to use on the animals that absolutely cannot come in. But, you know, the other thing is the water. You know, they've got to have water, and going out maybe every hour or 2 hours, give them a fresh supply of water is very, very important, too. No one likes to be out, but if they have to be out, then you need to get out and take care of them. So that's just the way it is.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And I know this is, we're preaching to the choir with our rural, you know, farm audience, but you know, it's a thing we just want to hit home for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, we're worried about making, you know, so the house is warm and everything, but still we have animals, and those animals, we do not want them to be in distress. They need to be taken care of.
Right. I mean, this is 40 degrees yesterday and below zero today, and your body just doesn't have a chance to adjust. So I went out this morning just to check on things, and I was warm except for my face. And the wind hitting my face was unbelievable. So I'm staying inside this morning.
It sounds like a plan.
But we still have the shelter going. That's something that never. It's kind of like you were talking about our city workers, bless their hearts, being out there trying to take care of us, and the postal service and all the delivery people.
Speaking of which,
does go on.
Yeah, there is a water main leak in the 800 block of Keith Boulevard here in Coffeeville. They're trying to fix it in this horrible weather. So, it is the city services keep going on, and we have, problems arise, and they're right out there fixing them. So, yeah, we have a big thanks to them.
Big thanks. At the shelter, decided not to have public hours. It's just so cold. There's no reason for people to get out. But last night, our shelter director, Oksana, posted on Facebook that we would be open last night, and then we won't open again until Monday after Christmas. And she said she was so busy. People were just coming out because I guess they thought, oh, we've got, you know, the weekend to come out and look around or make donations, whatever. She said they were swamped, but it was wonderful, plus the fact they had 3 adoptions last night. So it turned out to be a great evening, and we had a little puppy that came in, was adopted, so that meant that little puppy got to home last night because he's too young to be neutered or spayed. And we had a couple of long-term guys that found homes. We had a beautiful husky that was adopted, and then there was a beautiful gray pit bull that was adopted last night. So they had a great way to end the season, and hopefully after Christmas then we'll be able to have decent weather and people can come back out and the adoptions will continue. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, I guess the donations this past week have been phenomenal. People have just been coming out, making wonderful donations all week with food and treats and toys. And we're so excited about those toys because we make sure around Christmas time that the dogs just kind of get extra toys. They may not realize why they're being treated so well, but we do. And so we give them lots of new toys and treats. So it's been a great season for us, and we sure appreciate everyone who has contributed and continues to contribute to the shelter.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Yeah. It is really great to see, you know, people making those end-of-year donations. And
yes.
It really does go a long ways.
Yeah, it's just the season. People just feel like giving, and they don't forget their four-legged friends, and we sure appreciate it. I have some friends to talk about that are still at the shelter, and of course they can't be home for Christmas, but that's okay because we've got this little December left and we've got the new year coming. But there's some great, great animals out there, and one that kind of stuck out to me was Hunter. And Hunter is a male. He's a year to 2 years old. He is a German Shorthair, and he's beautiful. And he's been with us for a while, so he's now available for adoption. If someone's looking for a German Shorthaired hunting dog, Hunter is available. We also have Moose. Moose was featured on Facebook by one of our board members, and he's being really affectionate with her, and she's petting him, and he's just a big love is what he is. He likes to have hugs and kisses, and he smiles at you. He has commands. He knows to sit. He keeps his kennel clean, which, man, that's so important when they pretend or they are being housebroken there at the shelter. That's a wonderful thing. He is white with some brown spots on him. He's also very attractive. So that's Moose. And then we have Nutmeg. He's a male. He's about 6 to 7 months old, a red heeler. Beautiful dog and young, just a six-month-old pup. So heelers, we get heelers in, but they go quick. People enjoy their heelers and are always looking for heelers. So
they are really cool dogs. I really think they're neat.
Good dogs. They kind of need an owner that understands their intelligence.
Yes.
They need a strong owner, but they are good dogs.
Yeah, my neighbor at the RV park had one, and he had all these snaps and commands and everything. So it's a high learning curve on those dogs. So.
They are, yeah, and they want that. They want that training.
They love
it. They want to be interacting and outside doing things. So they're probably not a good apartment dog or house dog. They really need someone that wants to be out, have a companion with them. Duke, let's talk about old Duke. He is a senior. He's 10 years old. He is a black lab, and he's already neutered. And being 10 years old, I guess maybe that's why, but he's sponsored. And that means someone has come in and said, we can't take Duke, but we're going to pay for that adoption. So there are people out there that are so kind that will take a senior dog, knowing, okay, they're kind of at the end of their chapters of their lives are getting shorter, but that's what they want to do. Is help that senior dog have a good end to his life. So Duke is available, and he is a great dog. And I just wanted to kind of mention him. Another favorite we have out there is Scout. Scout is, he's already fixed. He's a male. He's a terrier mix. He's brown in color, medium-sized dog. He's a year to 2 years old. He's also a very super, super dog and one of the favorites of the staff right now. And he is also sponsored. So if someone is wanting to add a pet to the family but thinking, well, here it's Christmas time and, maybe I can't spend the extra adoption fee, we've got that taken care of. You just have to remember, after that adoption fee, there's still a lot of money that has got to be involved with a pet because of their veterinarian care and their food and clothing. Some people do dress their dogs, But the medical needs and the food are very important. So just because of a sponsored dog sounds good, remember there's still a lot of responsibility after that. And we have some kitty cats. We've kind of filled up again with our cats. We've had some good adoptions, but they, just the way it happens at the shelter. Ginger is new to the shelter. She is a yellow tabby, a year to 2 years old. She's really pretty, very alert looking. And she's new. Now, Leo's been with us. He's a male. He's a tabby. He's kind of brown and black in color. He's a year to 2 years old. And then our three kittens that I keep calling them white, but actually they are calico because they do have the orange and the brown and the black on them. It's just very little. Their primary color is white. They're 6 months old now, so they've been with us since the time they were, five or 6 weeks old. So it's time to find a home for them. We have two males and one female, and Ash and Cedar are the males, and then Maple is the female. And Emmy. Emmy is a cat that came in a year to 2 years old. Emmy's also a calico. She's just very frightened of the whole situation. She's warmed up a little, but we don't know that she'd actually turn out to be someone's lap cat. So we are going to suggest that she might make a great barn cat because she is healthy and alert and young, but she's just not ready to be somebody's inside cat. But Emmy is beautiful. If you're looking for a fixed barn cat, Emmy's the gal. And then the last I was going to speak about was Tito. Tito's been with us, a male tabby. He's fully sponsored. That means he comes home without the adoption fee. And he's about a year to 2 years old. So you can go to our Facebook page, and we have listed all the animals that are there that are available right now. We've got puppies. We've got older dogs, medium-sized, large dog, you name it. We have it. Same way with the cats. We've got the older cats and the kittens. And we're just hoping that we can end this December with a lot more adoptions and hope that that happens for us. As I've said, now we are going to be closed now through Monday because of the Christmas holiday and this wretched weather. There's no sense being out. So come out and see us next week. We'll be back to regular hours. We're there every day. Monday through Friday, we are there from 5 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Our telephone is 620-252-6060. And, of course, Facebook. Go to CFA, and you can see all these great animals. And we post videos of us interacting with the animals, so you can kind of see how funny they can be. I mean, there's a lot of work involved in that shelter, but there's also a lot of joy because they are so fun to work with. And in characters, you know, we get some real characters out there. So anyway, the shelters, we're there. Come see us next week.
Absolutely, Becky. No, it's going to be great. You know, the animals still have to be cared for, and of course, we hope that they get adopted is always the goal. So I really appreciate it, and I look forward to, let's see, we're going to have, I'm always like trying to read my calendar and everything, but we're planning next week. Good for you to come on again, or are you taking
yeah.
You never take off is the thing, which is great. You've never canceled, I don't think so.
Well, so far I haven't. Right? I have been known to not to be available, and
what happens?
We've had to have other people from the shelter come in and speak. But so far, in fact, I teased Oxana. She's the new shelter director. I said, you know, you've not done open line. I've been able to do it every time. And our former director, every once in a while, he would do it, and he didn't mind. He enjoyed it.
Sure.
But, you know, I just, it's just something I made a commitment to, and I try to be there. So I'll be there next Thursday.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we enjoy having you. Thank you so much for providing this information for us, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and you be careful going to Wichita.
I will.
Yep. Too pleasant, but I know family's important at Christmas.
Sure. So hopefully
have a good one.
This is all going to clear out here by this afternoon. We'll just be left with the really cold. So, and whatever the storm left on the ground. So I appreciate it, Becky. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. And coming up, we do have some more updates on our winter weather as moves throughout the area. We do have a snow squall warning for the KGGF listening area. In fact, that'd be Labette, Montgomery, and Chautauqua County, and also Rogers and Mays County in Oklahoma. So we are keeping track of that. We will have more information coming up here in just a little bit on these snow squall warnings, but do be prepared. These go for the next half hour to 45 minutes or so. Keep it here on the Mighty 690. We will keep you up to date with winter weather as we go throughout this Thursday.